one of the advantages of, or maybe challenges of having most of your offense back?
I mean, there's way more advantages than challenges, but I think we have a good group of guys we talked about in the spring where we kind of just start over. So regardless of, it could be 11 new guys or 11, you know, guys that have been here for, you know, 5, 10 years, we try to have the same approach, the same mindset. Like, we haven't earned anything right now. And so just taking it day by day. But, you know, you love it when you know some of your guys, and it gives you an opportunity right now to continue to grow their game, not just say, hey, this is just what we did last year. You know, at the same time, then you get some new guys in here that you get a little more hands-on and trying to see how they can kind of work together in your bunch.
What about the hat? I just noticed.
Yeah, you know, it's look, we made some hats. Guys made some hats last year, and so you go away to training camp, you always get some things, whether it's shirts or hats and whatever. So we went with the hats this year, man. So guys are always about it.
Sorry, from your standpoint, what do Elijah and Josh Palmer specifically bring as a skill set to the offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now training camp, that's part of the process of seeing that out. Like, God bless you. We have clearly a vision for, you know, when we bring them here, of what we think it's going to look like, but sometimes that's just a mindset of, hey, what they've shown on tape or the skill set that we think they have, and now it's an opportunity right now to put them in different positions. And, you know, it's our job to not necessarily ask guys to do something that they can't do, but right now we're in the process of figuring that out. And just because something might go out there today and, you know, it might not look great, doesn't mean something they can't do, right? We're working through it. We're going to stay after, talk with Josh, you know, the body language, just continue working with things. And that doesn't mean, hey, once we get to the season, oh, we might not do it, you know? So we're just in the process of just trying to figure that all out right now.
Hey, Joe, with Spencer out, Tylan gets an opportunity to work with the starters. What is it about him that you guys liked last year as a rookie? And what have you seen, you know, from him this offseason leading into camp now?
Well, he's extremely athletic, which is, I mean, look, he was a high school quarterback and, you know, moved around. So you can see how cerebral he is, and you get that athleticism. And so it was a guy that, you know, you're trying to get a feel of, is he a guard? Is he a tackle going through it? And, you know, he brings such versatility to be able to play, you know, four spots. And look, he took advantage of all the reps last year. We got two veteran tackles, so it allows him to get a lot of reps and the walkthroughs. And obviously he'd love to have Spencer out there, but a guy like Graves, him getting as many reps as possible right now is just great for him. And he's embraced it, and excited to see him compete right now.
He dealt with the injury last year, but, you know, when he was able to get back from that, you guys entrusted him in that swing tackle role, which is a pretty big one for a rookie to kind of take that on. What did that say about how maybe cerebral, as you just said there, that he was able to pick it up and you guys could put him in a role where you trusted him like that?
Yeah, look, you know, Sean and Brandon, they do an incredible job of, like, the character of the guys that we're bringing in here. And you know, fortunate, like, we don't care what round they come in. You come in here, you have opportunity to compete, and he made the most of his opportunities. And even when he was hurt, making sure he's taking advantage of the mental elements of the game, so that when you come back into it, it's hard playing football and not getting the reps and still feeling like you got it. But you know, it was really cool to see a guy take advantage of it and then have that opportunity in the last regular season game to kind of go in there. And that's a lot for a rookie to not play and to not get a lot of practicing in. It kind of speaks volumes to kind of who he is, his mindset, his approach. Obviously, you guys know how I feel about the O-line coaching room, but, you know, speaking more of his character, it showed everything last year.
Hey, Jim, what do you need to see from Ray Davis this year, getting that jump to year two? I mean, he got some good work in last year. With James' situation moving down the road, Ray's in a position here. What do you need to see from him?
Yeah, look, I try to not set, like, hey, this is what you have to be this year. This is what you have to do this to be able to launch this into next year. Right now, it's like, hey, you know, just execute what we're asking you to do right now. We might put some more on his plate, but the biggest thing I always see from a rookie from one year to the next is just the communication, the comfort level. This is his second time going through training camp. Him understanding that, feeling more comfortable to talk to the offensive line. How'd you guys see that block? You know, hey, was I patient enough with that? Whereas a rookie, look, you're just, at the end of the day, you're getting a hose, you know, sprayed on your face trying to just get through. And so I'm just trying to see that, just his comfort level and his approach and mindset and understanding of, I'm not just running an offensive play. I'm understanding the scheme. I'm understanding how the defense is kind of playing it, and then how that's all going to kind of work together.
How do you anticipate how defenses are going to attack you guys differently, just given your success and just, I guess, planning on different types of wrinkles that you could throw in to keep people off guard, just given how much they've probably been watching what you guys did last year and how it led to your success?
Well, like, it's, I think every year, regardless of if you have success or not, you have to evolve your game. You can be the number one offense in the league, and people are going to study the number one offense. And if you just try to just take that playbook and just repeat it the next year, you're not going to have the same success. Or you're playing the odds right there. And so a big thing for us this offseason is, hey, what were we good at? All right, how did teams attack us? We have to continue to improve on that. We can't just be like, hey, we were good with that. We'll be good with that next year. But we have to find ways to get better. And we obviously weren't good enough last year. And so hey, is there some motions that we can mess with, some pass schemes? We got some new players. What are some concepts that we didn't run last year? Can we do it now? And so that's part of what training camp is we have a bigger menu that we'll go in than we will in the season. But, hey, let's experiment right now. Let's try to get it. And then as we get a little tighter, it's like, hey, we got to figure out kind of who we're going to be. And I'm not really right now concerned with how teams are going to attack us, more so just focusing on us just installing the system and kind of going from there.
Joe, in addition to experimenting with stuff right now, how are offensive players involved in those conversations?
Largely, like, you guys know how I am. Like, the communication element to me is huge. It's critical. It's not my offense. It's their offense. They make it go. And if I just try to say, hey, everything is just so black and white, this is the only way to do it, and don't get their feedback, you know, sometimes as coaches, we can draw things on the board and it sounds like a great idea, but can they actually do that? You know, it's like, if I'm offensive lineman, it's like, you got to see that guy and that guy. Like, how do you do that? You know, and so sometimes it's asking for their feedback. Doesn't necessarily mean every single time they say something, we're doing that, but it's that dialogue and that comfortableness. We want to empower them, right? We want to give them ownership. And if we do that, we feel like they'll take and kind of run with it. So part of as we go is that communication. The less I'm talking in meetings, the better. Right, when the quarterbacks and the receivers are having the meetings and they're the ones communicating, that's when it's going to be the offense that we ultimately want to be.
I remember last year at this time we were talking about Khalil being the only receiver that had caught passes from Josh Allen in previous seasons. And I know you got Josh and Elijah in the mix now, but you're bringing back a lot of continuity in that room. From an offensive coordinator perspective, how much more comfortable do you feel with having a handle on that group and what they do well and how to position them in a success?
Look, I think as a coordinator, you can't allow yourself to ever be comfortable, you know, in a sense of, you know, look, we had Keon came back. He was a rookie last year. How can we evolve his game and figure out what he can do differently than we had last year? So we have Khalil back. There's a lot of, with the new, you know, we kind of have the same approach as we had last year. Like, I have to get a feel of how Joshua Palmer, you know, how LV, how Elijah Moore, like how these guys run the routes, how they can kind of intertwine into kind of who we are as an offense, and then mix that with the Khalils of the world, the Keons, our tight ends, running backs. So there's a level of like, hey, I understand kind of who some of these guys are, but I don't want to just pigeonhole them and say, hey, Keon couldn't do this last year, so he's not gonna be able to do that this year. So I'm still trying to just not allow yourself to get comfortable, both them and us.
How do you view the board behind Josh, like as camp's getting underway and with three guys behind him, like how do you look at splitting up those limited snaps that they have?
The QB room is critical. Everybody always talks, we have Josh Allen, and don't get me wrong, he's a big reason why I'm sitting right here is because of Josh Allen, and he makes all of our lives easy. But the room, the QB room in general, is there's so many nuances to it, and how close they are, how much they compete, but how much they help each other out. You know, Josh does a great job, but from the top to the bottom, no matter who's getting the reps, they're just talking in the room. They all feel like they have a voice. You know, they were all back last year, and just seeing how the room was, just preparing for a game week, like just because Josh is taking all the reps in practice and playing, you know, having three other guys in the room helping throughout the week of watching tape and doing all that, that's so huge to the room. Look, it's hard getting four reps. It's the reality. It's hard just, you know, with the amount of reps that you get in practice. But we have to take advantage of after practice, staying after, kind of getting as much as we can. The walkthroughs, part of being the quarterback is the cerebral, is the mental element, and getting as much as you can, because you might not get a lot of reps in practice, but come preseason, we're going to need you to play. And so it makes it a little tough, but I love where they're at. I love their mindset, and we're throwing a lot on their plates, and, you know, just see who can handle it and how they respond. You know, with different wide receivers, different running backs in the game, a different center. There's a lot to that, and I love the type of guys we have in that room.
Keon was very blunt. I gave a blunt self-assessment when we talked to him back in June. What is on the line for him, or how have you seen him respond to being motivated to improve on what some of the things he needed to improve on this heading into the second season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think when you say, like, what's on, like, to me, it's no different. The same thing that Josh Allen is trying to prove this year is the same thing that Keon Coleman and James Cook and Connor, like, everybody has it. There's no, like, I think if you ever get comfortable in the NFL, it's like, I made it, I'm good, you know, issues are going to happen. Keon's his hardest critic, right? And I love that about him. So I don't want to pigeonhole him to say, like, hey, this is what he has to do, and if he doesn't do this, he's not taking a step. Like, I have so much confidence in Keon. Maybe I'm clearly higher on how Keon played last year based off some of the questions I've gotten. But I love his approach, his mindset. He goes out there again. Once the pads come on, that's when I believe truly wide receiver play happens, the physicality element, when DBs have their hands on you, being able to make the plays. But I love Keon's approach. He's one of the smartest wide receivers we have. And I'm excited as training camp kind of progresses to see him just continue to evolve and see his dialogue with Josh and them understanding, hey, this is how I'm going to throw you the ball, different than it might be if I'm throwing it to Curtis Samuel or Elijah Moore, those type of things.
Joe, with all the depth in the wide receiver, how does a guy like Caden Prather make an impression?
I mean, look, it's tough right now. You know, you're a rookie coming in. It's like, man, I want to get reps with Josh Allen. I want to throw with the starting quarterback. But the reality of it is really tough. I try to tell the guys, like, it doesn't matter what group you're going with, who's throwing you the ball, who's in the huddle. Just take advantage of your opportunities. The rest will take care of itself. And, again, I speak to the character. You know, we were opportunity to get him in the seventh round. Has a lot of talent, a lot of developmental skills. To him, it's the biggest thing is just getting as many reps as he possibly can right now. And no one wants it, but you want them to kind of make mistakes because they learn from the mistakes. They see it. They all want to be perfect. A rookie wants to be perfect, and I only get six snaps. I got to be perfect and all. It's like you make the mistakes. You talk through it. You get the coaching. And just seeing how they respond to it, that's the biggest thing for me.
Joe, what does it say about James, given his situation that he's here fully participating yesterday and just being with the team?
I mean, that's James Cook. Like, James is a football player. Like, when you roll the ball out, he wants to play ball. All the other stuff kind of takes care of itself. And I understand it's the business element that's bigger than me. But when he's here with his teammates and he has to be here, man, he's as locked in, as dialed in. You saw the way that he played last year, and how can we continue to evolve his game and be better? And he takes that on. You know, he's laughing with the guys, so there's no difference. There was never a doubt the way, he would kind of approach it, show up and kind of go with it. And I'm excited to have him both for another year for sure.
Joe, when you look at your own approach to training camp, what feels like the biggest difference from right now to this time last year?
I try to start over. Like, if I'm asking our guys to start over, I'm trying to do the same thing. I've been through the meetings maybe a little different, where last year it was like, hey, today, hey, when do we have unit meetings? So I have, at least I understand the schedule of how we're kind of going with it, but I have to continue to improve. I have to have the same mindset. So I know it sounds like coach talk or like, maybe press conference speak, but that's kind of how I embody myself of like, I have to find ways to improve. So it's a completely new year for me, and I try to kind of have the approach like today, hey, it's completely different than last year install too, and not care about the results, kind of surrender it, just bring the energy, drive the energy, create clarity, and everything else will take care of itself.
When you're looking for those ways to improve, is that like self-reflection? Is that getting feedback from other people? Like, where are you trying to start that process of figuring out where to get better?
I mean, I think you always, the first and foremost, you start with yourself. Like, if you're not willing to look at yourself and think that you have to improve, you're probably not going to take feedback from anybody else. And so, I'm always going to be my hardest critic, but I value the opinions of others. And so I always want, I'm big in the staff rooms and meeting rooms. Like, hey, is this the best way? Is this the way we need to do this? Hey, making sure we're all on the same page. We have a group of players and a group of coaches that feel comfortable. If I'm going to show my vulnerability, that feel comfortable having the connection and saying, hey, if Joe's asking, let's talk through it. And I don't think you improve unless you have that.
What Joe, have you seen from
two more for Joe.
I think I spoke about it in OTAs, like Dalton from the season ending to here, he was in the building every single day, working out, doing what he has to do, both in rehab, but also just continuing to be able to play a full season in the NFL. And he has such a unique skill set that is so valuable to us. And you guys all know when healthy, what he brings to our offense. And so it's, you see a little bit of it yesterday. It's so exciting to be able to get him back on the football field and be able to throw him the ball and getting Josh on the same page with him again. He's a huge component to who we are, and his work ethic in the off season. Obviously, we're only day two in, but I'm excited to really see it kind of progress. Where, if you guys remember training camp last year, he was obviously probably our best football player, and so I'm excited for him. Not setting expectations, not setting, hey, he has to do this, he has to do that. I just want him to be Dalton Kincaid and trust that I'll put him in a position to have success, and he'll make the most of it.
And this is specific to James Cook, but from an overall running back level around the NFL, it seemed to, when Derrick Henry can change teams and Saquon Barkley can change teams, and there seems to be a perception that running backs are undervalued around the NFL. What's your thoughts on that when it comes to that?
Well, I think it's one, you have to define what value is, and value in every organization and every team, and I can't speak for them, might view certain position groups differently. Some teams might view a big, powerful left guard differently than some teams want the undersized guy that might be able to run wide zone. Some teams, view it as, hey, we need to invest everything in one wide receiver. Some like to spread it out. So it's like, I don't think there's any, set way, and every organization is a little different. We obviously value the running back room. You can see how much we utilized all three of those guys last year. It's extremely important to us for our success, and fortunately we have a bunch of the guys in those rooms that kind of embody that, and I'm excited to see them kind of roll this year.